too. I've seen it turn around organizations and positively impact the lives of thousands of individuals. True, leadership is not easy to learn, but what worthwhile thing is? Becoming a better leader pays dividends, but it takes great effort. Leadership requires a lot from a person. It is demanding and complex. If thinking about leadership quickens your pulse and stirs your heart, then learning more about leadership will make a difference in you, and you will make a difference in the lives of others. Let's get started. Chapter 2, The Toughest Person to Lead is Always Yourself. During a Q&A session at a conference, someone asked, "What has been your greatest challenge as a leader?" I think my response surprised nearly everyone in the auditorium. "Leading me," I answered. "That's always been my greatest challenge as a leader." I think that's true for all leaders, regardless of who they lead and what they accomplish. We sometimes think about accomplished leaders from history and assume that they had it all together. But if we really examine their lives, whether we're looking at King David, George Washington, or Winston Churchill, we'll see that they struggled to lead themselves well. Acknowledging that leading myself is a challenge brings back some painful memories. Many of my leadership breakdowns have been personal breakdowns. In a leadership career that has spanned almost 4 decades, I've made plenty of mistakes, but I've experienced only 4 major leadership crises. And I'm sorry to say that all of them were my fault. The first occurred in 1970, just 2 years into my first official leadership position. After 2 years of work, I had won over many people and there was a lot going on. However, one day, I realized that my organization had no direction. Why? Because I lacked the ability to prioritize correctly and bring focus to my leadership. As a young leader, I didn't yet understand that activity does not necessarily equal accomplishment. As a result, my people, following my example, were wandering in the wilderness for 16 months. In the end, I didn't really lead them anywhere. The next crisis came in 1979. At that time, I felt pulled in 2 directions. I had been successful in my second leadership position, but I also realized that if I was going to reach a broader audience, which I felt was the right thing to try to do, I would have to leave the organization I had been a part of for the first 12 years of my career. My uncertainty about the future and the personal changes that I was dealing with negatively impacted the organization I led. I became unfocused, and my vision for the organization became cloudy. My passion and energy also began to wane. Leaders who aren't focused aren't as effective as they could be. As a result, we weren't moving forward as effectively as we could. The third occurred in 1991 when I was overloaded with work and my life was out of balance. Because I had been leading my organization successfully for 10 years, I thought I could take a few shortcuts to make things easier for me. I made 3 difficult decisions in rapid succession without doing proper due diligence or taking the time needed to process everyone through them. What a mistake! As a result, the people were not prepared for the decisions, and I was unprepared for their response. The trust that it had taken me 10 years to build began to erode. To make matters worse, when the people who questioned my decisions balked at following my lead, I became increasingly impatient. I angrily thought, what is their problem? Why don't they get it and get on with it? Within a few weeks, I realized that the problem wasn't them, it was me. I ended up having to apologize to everyone for my attitude. The fourth occurred in 2001 and involved a staff member whom I needed to let go. My unwillingness to make difficult decisions cost me many dollars and some key personnel. Once again, I was the source of the problem. If we are honest with ourselves, we'll admit that the toughest person to lead is ourselves. Most people don't need to worry about the competition. Other people aren't the reason they lose. If they don't win, it's because they disqualify themselves. That's as true for leaders as it is for anyone else. They're often their own worst enemies. Why is that? Because people seldom see themselves realistically. Human nature seems to endow us with the ability to size up everybody in the world except ourselves. If you don't look at yourself realistically, you will never understand where your personal difficulties lie. And if you can't see them, you won't be able to lead yourself effectively. Secondly, most people use